Do you want my stupid love?
Oh, well, only if you sing it with Tanya Tucker.
It'll be a soprano if I'm tuckered. Well, I would love it. And this is our country, after all.
Oh, honey, it's time for the grand finale of All Stars season. Sickening. Oh, girl.
The top four are line dancing, boot scooting, pep stepping, singing and rapping and boogieing in front of some pickup trucks. And they serve eleganza on the runway.
Honey, that's right. No spoilers here, but we will reveal the winner.
Mm-hmm. And she's a lifer in the Hall of Fame now, joining Alaska and many other distinguished queens. Let's get into this finale episode of All Stars 6.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello. Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What is yours?
Hello, I am Willem.
It is a triumphant day. It is always a day of significance and pomp and circumstance.
Pomp? Yeah, all the girls are pomp.
Pomp and circumstance. When we crown a new winner and induct a new queen into the Drag Race Hall of Fame, it's a big day. It's an exciting time in the kingdom. Now, as you know, I watch the episode along as we podcast. A lot of listeners do this the same thing. They put on the podcast and then they press play on the episode at the same time.
People ask this, me a lot of people every do this. Day, what do I do to look the...
Sorry. What the fuck?
I'm preparing a video clip to play, but the ad started playing. My apologies.
Okay.
Why don't we just start over?
As I was saying.
From episode one.
Before I was unceremoniously interrupted on this day.
On this day of days. How dare you? She was up all night cleaning the Hall of Fame because Lord knows Chad didn't help. No, she said the dust gets to her lungs. Mother dust. So she's been up all night Windexing, pledging, fabulosa-ing, and you treat her like this? On this day of days? She's a Hall of Famer.
I don't know who wins, and I don't want to give away any spoilers. By the end of the episode, I hope that I will know.
I don't want to give any hints either, but you may call her Jiggly.
Confirmed. I told you she was coming back. Okay,
something's jiggling.
Why don't you tell us what happened last week?
Okay,
on Drag Race?
Last week Eureka returned Queen Triumphant. After beating Silky in the lip-sync SmackDown Redemption, and after all the queens did a photo shoot in Levi's 2021 Pride Collection, Rue tells them that it's time for her to give them the feels in a storytelling challenge where we got to hear about everybody's cunt. The charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent monologues, I mean. Eureka was the top all-star of the week. She shit herself. And she faced off against Jada Essence Hall in Good Golly Miss Molly and... They both won. Eureka and Jada both killed it. And to rub salt in the wound, they both revealed that TKB's name, the icon, the legend, the moment, was being sent home. So Trinity K. Bonet, currently right now, today, competing for Continental. So maybe there's other crowns to be had. Let's send her our good vibes.
Okay. Early enough in the day. I haven't missed it.
Mm-hmm. I sponsored her for Continental a little, so I feel like I did my part in contributing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Nasha placed second. She was runner-up for Mister. She looked great.
I know. I've been watching the Instagram lives on the thing.
Me too. And I feel like it's a great chance for anybody out there to learn. Like, we never stop learning as drag queens, and like we always want to, like, you know, further our craft. And watching these IGs on Continental Pageantry on Instagram, go back and watch them, everybody, if you're listening. It's great.
And I have to tell you, their Instagram has had a huge spike in followers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying it's because of Pageant Pod. I'm not saying. I mean, no, I am saying it's directly because of us. No, I mean, it's a big deal. You have Silky, who just had a huge experience on Drag Race. She's competing. So, like, I think that has a lot to do with it. Nasha as well, like,
TKB,
coming in.
All of them.
Right.
The formers and the giver-ups are all, like, you know, notable girls. And it's
exactly
it's wonderful to watch. And then the chats, Gingerman's up in there, you're up in there, Jiggly, all the girls. It's wonderful.
Some of the girls are some in of the chat girls. Room. Raising Kane in the chat room.
Some of the girls took off their thumbnails so they could chit-chat in the chat.
Well, what is this? We have a piece of intel, I believe. What
the monkeys just threw a turd with us, and inside the turd, there was a rolled up note. Let me pull it out. Okay. Ooh. No, no. Smelly. This email comes from MK. So there's some inside scoop about the MTV intro video. I was always thinking that this sounds so familiar to something I already know. And it's a sample from an 80s song, Money for Nothing. Here's a link to the video. I want my MTV. Money for Nothing, Tricks for Free. I'm pretty sure that's a song, yeah.
I'm interested in this. Dire Straits.
Yeah.
Yes! That's fierce. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. I think he says fag in that song.
Oh, shit.
He says it ironic, like he's because they're talking about, we were just talking about this, Jackie was talking about it. And it's talking, he's talking about, I think, George Michael. And how, like, people say, oh, all you have to do, you don't have to do anything to be famous nowadays. You just have to be gay and wear an earring. People go crazy. I think that's, like, the message of the song. Money for nothing. I want my MTV. Well, you can all unsubscribe from Paramount Plus today. In
Paramount
Exodus.
Not so plus.
Honey, Paramount minus. No, I'm just kidding. Keep your subscription. I've been watching Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
On
that's
Paramount
where they find
Plus.
That's when they find people's missing Xanax bars at the bottom of their purse. Just dump it out. Dump it out. No,
honey,
it's in the lining. It's
bar.
In the lining.
She did a bar rescue. Honey. No, it's when you forget your bars when you're rapping, and then someone else has to, your friend has to jump in and finish the line for you.
Oh, okay.
top not look. Oh God!
Top not looking like fish.
Looking like Finch. Actually, it's based on Atticus Finch.
Oh.
Yeah, people mishear it. All
to kill a cocking squirrel.
Yeah,
got it.
Why don't we talk about This Is Our Country? Oh,
yeah.
We're back in the workroom, and the top four divas are celebrating that they made it. Yeah,
they made it.
Eureka is especially thrilled because, honey, this is her first win of the season.
So
the
let's
first
go
challenge win.
So let's go down the winners thing. We got Kylie Sonique Love with one win, Eureka with one win, Ginger with two wins, and Raja with also two wins. So right now, Ginger and Raja, front runners. And Ginger doesn't run anywhere, so that's pretty big for her. The girls are going through the lipstick boxes just to see the votes, and all of them voted for Trinity, other than Trinity, who voted for Raja.
Right.
But nobody cares about the votes. It's the finale, honey.
Yes, it is.
They're so excited to be top four. Two of these girls have made it to top four before. Two of them haven't. Sonique and Raja couldn't even do fractions with the top four last time. Like, one was 11th, one was 9th, I think.
Kylie was eliminated 4th 11 years ago. So
yeah.
This is a major redemption. Y'all wanted a twist A journey, okay? Everyone is very hungry for the crown. Not so much the leather one that Ginger's wearing in the confessional. Ooh, shade rattle. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We had all of Columbus, Ohio was singing that this weekend. Raja was in town and we were doing gigs. To hear 500 wet gays sing Oh My God was so fun because it was pouring.
Really?
Uh-huh.
She's doing rain gigs.
Everybody was doing Rain on Me.
Rain on me. Me. No, literally.
Wet. Wet clowns. Speaking of clowns, these clowns are hungry for the crown. And we're getting into the next day. We're done with the top four chit-chat chat-around. And they're reading the lipstick message. And TKB wrote the nicest message. She said, what a fantastic four. Y'all's number one fan. Love, TKB.
Aww. Always classy, always lovely.
The K stands for classy. You didn't know?
Exactly. We get a video message from Mother RuPaul, from Ms. Paul. My top all-stars, a queen can make her own kind of music, sing her own sickening song. But did it really happen if no one sings along? Keeping it very vague for us. I mean, it could be, you know, I mean,
it could be any
song.
Could be an auto-tune challenge. Who knows? Ru? Sashay is up into this workroom looking a little Western, a little yes. cowgirl, and says that the winner of All Stars needs to be a little bit country and a little bit rock and soul.
Yeah.
So
RuPaul is wearing the actual couch from the Roseanne, the quilt from the Roseanne couch.
I'm not mad at the look.
I love the look. I think she looks fabulous. And RuPaul's a rancher. I mean, she loves to dress up in country western kind of motif all the time.
Ranching today is really about leasing mineral rights, not necessarily ranching.
Okay, well, I'm going to dip into this ranch dressing.
Oh.
The queens will be collaborating. Honey, Hidden Valley. You want to dip into my Hidden Valley?
No, not even with Dipper's dick.
Okay. The queens will be collaborating on RuPaul's new song, This Is Our Country. It's a love letter to the U.S. of A., land of the free, home of the brave, where Ru can be a queen and a cowboy. And then we get a video conference call with Iconique country star Tanya Tucker, my love. Wow. Tanya, this is mage. This is great. Privilege.
Tanya Tucker. I love her so much. She's got such hits like Oh What It Did to Me, What Do I Do With Me, Love Me Like You Used To, Delta Dawn. She's got all the hits. What's Your Mama's Name? Lizzie and the Rain Man. So many different songs. If Your Heart Ain't Busy Tonight. Hits. I'm glad that she's here. I wish she could have been a judge, because she does get up in the drags too. She wears the fringes, honey, the outfits. She's got pink hair.
She has
blue
hair
sometimes.
My love.
Mm-hmm. And she gives great advice about never giving up to the girl. She's been nominated for the Grammys. She was a Susan Lucci of the Grammys, not Lucian. Sorry. She'd been nominated like 8 times, never won, and she finally won this past year at 68 for Bring Me My Flowers Now.
That's fierce, dude.
Which, when you just say it, I mean, that could have been Bring Me My Grammy Now, for sure, because the album was great.
Honey, just bring it over here, baby. Mm-hmm. No, that's so lovely. And RuPaul spontaneously asked Tanya if she would be on the track. Just during this conversation.
Just a little pop-up, not prearranged at all.
And she acquiesces. She says yes.
And the divas are just gagged to learn that this is how showbiz works. You just get a video call and ask someone to be on a conference call. And then later that day, it's already filmed.
That would be so shady if RuPaul like cornered Tanya like in front of the queens. And like on if they hadn't discussed it ahead of time. Hey, so since you're here, do you want to be on the track? Because I think that would be great. Don't you, girls?
As per WOW's registered email. We're wondering if we could circle back about that track inclusion.
I'm sure it was cleared ahead of time. And well, what?
RuPaul did not make it on the Donda album. He got her.
The girls get down to... Oh, well, fine. Let's take a break then.
Oh, you're mad about the Donda? Okay, goodbye. We'll
take
a break.
I'm pissed.
You
know what? Let's take a break, Willem. Willem, just... We need to have a word.
Let's take a break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Break this pussy, sweetie.
Break this cunt open, darling. Stop, we're back.
This pussy, sweetie.
we're back. So the girls are writing lyrics for their hit, new, soon-to-be hit song, This Is America. And
This Is Our Country.
Okay, sure.
Baby, I am America.
This is America.
This is America is a Childish Gambino song.
Well, that song's better.
Baby, I am America.
Ginger has a lot to say.
My name's Ginger, and I have something to say. Mama Roo, I'm going to snatch the crown. I am from New York City. Eureka is... Eureka... Okay, here's what I think happened. And I think you're going to agree.
She had the outfit.
She said, because by the end of the season, honey, you're out of clothes. You have done minis, mains, things they threw at you. You're out of clothes, my love. Mm-hmm. And she said, Mama, I have this sickening Marie Antoinette look. I'm going to make my country... USA verse about Marie Antoinette.
Catherine
the Great. And I'm going to look sickening. She's talking about English and French monarchies and saying why we don't need that in America. I get the message.
She also speaks up for other causes. I forget what they were, but there were like two mentions of like...
Feed the hungry, house the homeless.
Those parts, yeah.
These are fucking important things.
They very much are. So I like that she squozed it on up in there just like she did her titties in this costume. But honey, it's all over the place.
We'll get to the look.
And you know what? Maybe she knew she wasn't going to win. So she's like, let me just say what I want to say. and get back to producing and starring in this HBO show instead of this rinky-dink Paramount Plus.
Okay, well...
Where they cut off one of my fingers. You know, I think that's what happened in her promo photo. They said, cut off one of your fingers and we'll give you a top four slot. And she said, okay, I don't use this one.
The price of fame. Huh?
Huh, give us a finger.
She
gave them the finger.
Kylie is leaning into her country roots, loving herself. Raja wants to write about the Black experience in America, the bigotry of the police, and systemic racism. And I mean, these verses all sound like they're going to be great. And then we get a rehearsal, house down cowboy boots with Jamal Sims. Honey, my basement is staying permanently flooded this season.
Ginger's basement has been flooded all season, mainly because she's 5'4 and her basement is closest to the ground. But when Jamal walks in the room with that smile and that extra button undone, honey, I want to hit it, quit it, and sit on it.
Her basement has flooded so often. I mean, there's probably black mold.
She's going to need a sump pump. Just hook it right up to her. I wonder if you could use a sump pump to douche so you didn't have to do anything. Just hands free. Just pulling out your fucking pancreas on the way out. Oh, I didn't need that. Just stick your dick back in.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Jamal says he's going to get Ginger on the floor with go-go boots, arching her back, popping her butt.
This is fierce.
This is great. Jamal wants her to give sex kitten. Which is great. Pushing the girls out of their
yes,
their safe zone, I guess. It's just that there's not much back to pop and arch. You know what I mean? It's like trying to make a crayon bend.
You can say that if you will, but if you watch the final performance,
she nails it.
She's putting it down. She's owning it. She's living it.
Oh, when she puts hair on, it's there. But in rehearsal, I'm like, wait, is that convex or concave?
Let's go spelunking in this concave.
concave con carne? Because there's meat all over this stage, honey. Eureka's doing the damn dance, too.
That's one of those things where, like, you can sort of feel like, oh, they're trying to set her up. They're trying to make her do something she wouldn't normally do. But then in the final performance, she really owns it, and you get to see, like, a new facet of Ginger. So I
floor think, work, Ginger.
Right. Honey doing floor work. Doing pussy popping back bends.
Yeah. Well,
I'm here for it.
Back bends, but it's not a back bend. Kylie is doing bandana-ography.
Yes.
Snatching hankies out of the air.
Honey.
Now, yeah. Do we know what a white hanky means?
Come.
Dipper's like, I heard from a friend.
Come.
No, I know. It means come.
Well, actually, white.
I know it for a fact.
White with multicolor accent means hosting an orgy. White velvet means voyeur.
White velvet, when I look at you, fuck.
And regular white means jerk me off, apparently. Oh. It doesn't mean come.
What means come?
The part where you squeeze your eyes and go, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. That means come.
What means come?
What means curve?
What means come? Because I need to wear it in my left pocket and my right pocket. No, I'm just kidding.
What did I just think of?
I'm looking.
Oh, you know what color hazelnut means?
Hazelnut?
It means you have brown eyes and someone just shot a load in it.
Like a hazelnut. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the stage, contestant 12, Hazelnut.
Hazelnut butter.
Hailing from Nutbush City Limits. Good evening, Chicago. Here again for one last time, I'm Hazelnut.
Honey, did you see Eureka? She said, before I answer my question, or Silky said, before I answer my question, can I address the audience? And then
she's
she said,
"Always gonna give you a show."
And then the host said, "And this is the part that you'll be judged on." The question.
Reading. Light, gentle reading.
And then Silky gave the same answer that the other four girls did about negativity. She said, "I am the queen. I'm a published author. I'm a published speaker. That part got me. I'm like, how's a speaker be published?
I mean, she's published.
Transcript?
Yeah, there are a lot of trans girls. And
I
there was no
found
script.
Your hanky code for the two of you.
What?
Silver lame.
What's that?
On the left side, it's a star fucker, and on the right side, it's a celebrity.
You can be my star fucker.
Hi, I'm a celebrity, as you can see from my silver lame bonjantra.
It matches my silver bubbly can. That's a boobly on Paramount Plus.
Hi. If you have to wear the silver lame hanky in your right pocket to let people know you're a celebrity, I don't think that's the point. Okay, whatever. What's going on? I don't know. Oh, Tic Tac lunch. Tic Tac lunch.
Tic Tac lunch. Now you've had this Tic Tac lunch twice, as far as I know. So, tell me, how did this compare to yours? Was it as well apportioned? Were the Tic Tacs as lovely?
I always think this is a nice segment because it's sort of like, I mean, we're talking about Continental, it's on our minds, but they have an interview portion where you go in and you sit down and you have a conversation. And I think all of the girls did a great job of just being really present and really just like open and honest and convivial with RuPaul and Michelle. I thought they all did a great job.
I think all these girls kind of have the gift of gab, too. None of them are quiet.
Yes.
They're all Southerners. RuPaul's a cowgirl. So all of this just feels very familial. Eureka says that she wants to validate her journey as a bigger queen to show a big girl can turn runway looks and not just be funny and the novelty item. And Michelle says nothing. She says nothing in this edit.
I say nothing. Nothing.
And I'm not mad. And RuPaul ends the interview while saying, "Well, good luck. Thank you so much for coming. See you at the Emmys."
Okay.
What if the We're Here girls win for best host?
That'd be fierce.
I'd be gagging Zolid.
I want the girls to do that.
Me too.
I like trophies for drag queens.
Same.
Ginger has they bring out the apple box for her.
Honey, that's a squatty potty.
So she can get up on the chair. I liked her interview. Is this the stairway to success?
I love getting little
stairway
tidbits,
to stardom.
Little tidbits about AJ and the Queen because Ginger was on that, and somebody asked who Ginger was, and RuPaul says, "This is my daughter."
Aww. I thought that was so cute.
Yeah.
Are you RuPaul's daughter?
I mean, if Ginger is, I guess I am, but I don't think she'd claim it.
Did RuPaul abort you?
She didn't abort me, but I used to say that the reason I was kicked off is she tried to make me have an abortion and so she could have the stem cells. And World of Wonder did not appreciate that answer either.
Dipper's face just gagged.
I don't know. Maybe
sorry,
I
do
maybe
we have to cut that out? Is it like too dark?
No, not at all.
It's not dark. Abortions are a right everyone should have.
Yeah. I mean, she should have aborted AJ and the Queen. Michael Patrick King should be ashamed.
Oh my gosh.
That's what the A stands for, ashamed.
We're taking another break?
It's an ashamed joke.
Nothing has happened in this episode.
Nothing.
Well, they've written their lyrics. They had dance rehearsal and they did their interview.
You're absolutely right. And I'm riveted. So let's take a break. Let me take a break and we'll be right back.
We're back. Did you like Kylie's Tic Tac lunch? I thought that was great too.
Well, she is very smart because she spent the entire interview saying how much she loves RuPaul. Which, I mean, if RuPaul is the person standing between you and the prize, it's not a bad angle to take. But it also was authentic. It didn't seem too ass-kissy. It seemed authentic.
Some of these girls seem like this feels like their last chance to interact with RuPaul before they never get to see her again, basically. Because that's how it is with most Drag Race things. You never see her again. And if you do, she doesn't talk to you like this. It doesn't happen, usually. So the girls want to get out their stories.
I don't know about that. I've run into RuPaul, and it's always been lovely and nice.
Well, she talks to you, and she decided that you won her show, and she liked you enough to bring you back. She likes you, okay? A lot of girls, she doesn't even know their name or talk to, and that is a fact. So you cannot know, but I sure do. Continuing on with Kylie's lunch.
Yeah.
Kylie has...
We already talked about it.
Can I say something about it?
No.
Well, I
already talked about it.
Why don't you go self-drive your fucking Tesla, bitch?
Self-drive it off a cliff, bitch.
I like the part where Kylie is saying the part where I'll paraphrase about drag. Moving on. Raja... No, I really did like her thing, and I remember liking it. I don't remember exactly what it was about, but she said something about, like, people, like, lifting up others and giving other people a chance through drag, and that's what RuPaul kind of does. And that's my drag theory, too. I'm always about, like, helping, and if I can help, I will. Drag, you know, drag can take over the world if we're all a part of it, you know? We just need to be a part of that bigger monster and work together a lot of the times. And I think Sonique sees that, and RuPaul hears that coming from her mouth and hears a compliment interwoven with it and is definitely intrigued by it. Enough so that who knows who could win. This is where Michelle starts to talk about in the lunches. She gets a little word in with Raja saying, mentioning again that all of her looks are made by herself.
Yes.
Which is something to be said. Not many girls can say they went on Drag Race and made everything that they've worn.
It's really impressive.
It's not true. Because later this episode, Raja O'Hara wears an outfit that is Sonique's. So she didn't make everything that she wore.
Okay.
And that's a technicality. But okay. We like to be accurate here on Race Chaser, especially when we're inaccurate.
We strive for accuracy at every corner.
We strive for precision, especially when we self-drive.
My favorite part of this interview is Raja is talking about how the internet comments were really getting in her head after the original season she was on. And my favorite part is RuPaul's reaction, which is this perfect eye roll. And I want that eye roll like as a repeating GIF on my like home lock screen on my computer. So if anyone can grab RuPaul rolling her eyes, I would love that. I thought it was great. And they have a conversation about, they're like, so your signature color is purple. We love this. We love that you chose a color. You said, this is my color. And I'm so glad that you did that. I think it's iconic. I think it's brilliant. Jan doesn't exist. I think it's so smart. And then she says her signature color is purple, but her favorite color is magenta.
Which is very Toy Toy Jackson.
The Toy Toy Titter.
Uh-huh. The next... the girls wrapped up their lunch, and I think they all got a doggy bag to go. A bitch ball bag to go. And the next...
Ruff, at the bitch ball.
I think that's still one of the worst challenges.
I can lay on the ground. Look what I found.
Pound.
I got laid at the pound.
The fierce and fabulous final four are in the mirrors, getting ready. Kylie's in her Levi's Pride collection. All the other girls are mad they don't have one.
When you win a prize that good, you wear it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end, so everyone's running out of clothes.
Honestly, yeah. She was like, okay, well, this is clean. I just got it. The girls bring up track record. Raja asked. She said, do you think that'll play into things?
Because she's in the two-win club.
And the two girls that have one win are like, no, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think bets are off. I don't think it ever did. No.
All bets are off. U-N-L-U-C-K-Y, baby.
Eureka's just excited she gets to the final episode and gets to wear all the clothes. Because really, especially for All Stars, you have that look that you plan on saving for the very end for your walk down that final runway. You have it. And she gets to have that moment.
And I'm very, very happy for her. Because once you wear it on TV, it's a write-off.
Exactly.
That's how that works. And my finale gown got worn this season, so I'm happy too.
Good. Now, Ginger says that all of the top four are eligible for the crown. Do you find that to be true?
I didn't know that she worked at Porter, Stanner, House, and Walker, or whoever holds those briefcases. So I'm not sure. I know.
I do.
I feel like all of them could. Yeah, very, very much so.
Yeah, especially since Kylie and Eureka both have one challenge win. And it's All-Stars. So it really, I mean, if Eureka dominated this final challenge, like, unequivocally, I think that she could have been the winner.
Don't tell me who.
I don't know. I don't know who went. Maybe she does.
Okay. Well, we'll see if it plays into things. But on the main stage, RuPaul looks gorge. She's wearing a metallic dress with a nude illusion and crimped hair.
Crimped hair to the sky.
Honey, it's bigger than the measurement of her forehead to her chin. I love this hair.
I love it too. It's very so great.
It's very me. And if I had this hair, I would wear it on the cover of a magazine called Gorge.
Yes, Gorge magazine. Well, RuPaul looks lovely.
Michelle looks like a librarian at a rave. Carson looks like a faggot. Ross is also a faggot.
Would you like to get a book?
Can I mention something else about RuPaul? This is
You've
gorgeous.
Never stopped before, so why stop now?
I would like everyone to reference my comments last week about her nude illusion being cut low enough so it matched the neckline of the garment she was wearing. As per this outfit does. So that nude illusion that was cropped right up, like in between her cleavage last week that didn't make sense, this week they fixed it. I'm glad World of Wonder heard me and took my note.
They did.
It shows incredible growth on their part. Incredible growth.
Yes, RuPaul looks amazing. I mean, she said she's getting the legs out for the dolls on this good day.
She put fishnets, and she said, let's go. You two faggots on my left, old library girl on my right. Michelle on my right.
And it's wild because the queens on the show probably didn't even know that RuPaul had her legs out. And like when you watch the clip of the girls watching the end episode, they're all like, oh my God, RuPaul, what the fuck? Because you don't see RuPaul's legs, especially during COVID. Why don't we talk about the performances of This Is Our Cunty by RuPaul and Tanya Tucker, featuring Eureka Ginger Minj, Kylie Sonique Love, and Raja O'Hara. Eureka's look is cool. Does it say country western Americana to me? Not particularly.
Well, if you got a body, why not put a suit on it?
Yeah, I mean, she looks cool and great, and she's such an event just standing there, so I'm not mad.
I love it. It looks great. Everything's in the right spot. Ginger's outfit, it gives a little more country.
It does.
It's fringe on shoulders.
Yeah.
She's pussy popping in that position that you get in on the side of the fleet box.
And there's a divine reference in there, I think, because at the end she's holding the cowboy and she like looks up and smiles. It is exactly,
Lust in the Dust.
It is exactly Lust in the Dust, divine, like 100%.
Boots.
I love that moment. And then Eureka and Ginger have a little boot scoot boot together.
Scoot. Boot scoot. That is the definition of a boot scoot. If you didn't know, now you know. So when you scoot around each other in a boot.
Yes. The tallest queen in the history of drag next to the shortest queen in the history of drag. I mean, this is what we like.
But who's looking at them when Dallas is right in the middle, too?
Hubba hubba. Hubba hubba, hubba zing hubba. Zing, baby. He's got everything.
Yummy. He's got music now, too. Check that out.
Okay. Well, speaking of music, Kylie Sonique Love is up next, and she looks absolutely the part. She looks so impossibly chic. Gorgeous. So great.
A one-armed leather jacket, a bedazzled shorts, a belt that is just like wrapped perfectly, really cool boots, amazing hair. None of this is mine, but I would wear all of it, bitch.
Yeah, I think she, I mean, she looks fabulous. Her verse is great. She sounds
great. Her verse
great.
Is great. It's country. It tells you everything you need to know about her in one verse. She's not here to play. She's giving bandanaography. No. Exactly. We know what those red hankies in the back stand for, and we're wondering.
Fist me, my darling. Yes.
Fist me beneath Kylie Sonique Love. Tightly.
The cowboys are flagging red, and we're always here for it. Now,
speaking
next
of red,
we have Raja O'Hara.
Giving red and wild.
So are you suggesting that this belonged to Kylie Sonique Love, this look?
It's not a suggestion.
Oh, it's a statement.
No,
statement,
she threw some,
stars and legends.
She threw some blue feathers on it, but it is a Kylie look, which is Kylie's Miley look, because Miley wore this look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Which is great to see, you know, drag have second iterations and lives. And Kylie and Raja don't do a boot scoot, but they do a pep step around each other, which is when two girls with pep, they do a little four step around each other. So pep stepping.
I really loved Raja's verse.
Me too.
I thought it was very, there were some really important things that she talked about in that verse. And she like raps really fast and really amazingly. Her verse is, I think, my favorite one out of everybody.
Hers like, and really good. Hers and Sonique's are tied for my favorite verses, but this definitely is feeling the Lil Nas Old Town Road influence for sure. RuPaul wanted that moment. She said, I'm going to do it.
Well, of course.
I just remembered the gossip that I have to tell you. We'll do it after, but
what?
Remind me. It's okay. Earth shattering.
Okay.
So this was wonderful. And the trucks were pretty and shiny. RuPaul is genuinely thrilled at the number after watching it. Mouth open, smile, giggling, clapping. And then we're on to the final runway.
I like this song. I think it's a good song.
Yeah, I'm not mad. It doesn't feel forced. It's entertaining, which is, I mean, some of the songs are good, but you're like, okay, that was a lot of words, girl. You fit them all in there. Was there a word count? This feels great. It feels wonderful.
Yes. Watch out. Mama gonna take the crown.
This runway?
Okay, let's talk about the runway.
Honey. Brum, brum, Eureka.
Eureka. God. But what?
Yeah. Honey, this is good drag. Okay. This is good drag. A headpiece like this and all that hair in the back too. Honey, she put on wigotry. And this headpiece
at us.
This headpiece is 4 feet tall. Does not fit under the. This is almost bigger than Ivy on her stilts.
She is.
This is the caterpillar that turns into Ivy. Honey.
This is such an event, and I'm glad that Eureka made it to the final episode just because of this moment.
Yeah, she got to wear purple because it was her mom's favorite color, and she went with like this Mackie showgirl or Tay look, and she looks just beautiful.
Yes.
Everything's in proportion and everything is correct. Correct Amongo, honey.
Absolutely.
She did that.
So stunning. Try and describe her without using the word stunning.
I mean, are there any negatives?
No. Nothing.
The marabou could have been ostrich, and I would have been a little more pleased. But okay. I do love them.
That's nitpicking.
Well, I didn't see any bugs in them, but if there were, I'd pick them out. I would pick her nits, bitch. Thank you. You're welcome. Moving on. Ginger Minj.
Nitpicking is when you go to a rack and you just pick out the knitwear. This sweater's
ooh,
nice.
St. John's.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Ooh, Missoni.
This cardigan ooh, might knitwear. Do good. Ginger Minj. I love this. I think she's never looked better. I love the silhouette on her. Neat petite, but also a little bit of fashion, a little bit of twist. Because she always favors a very classic silhouette, but this is sort of, it's almost like Cyndi Lauper a little bit. Like, Love is a Battlefield almost, but like, make it glamorous.
Yeah.
What? Do you have negative notes?
She's such a petite girl, like height-wise, that I feel like a solid color at the top might have benefited it a little bit more, because I'm trying to like find her waist and it's there, but like it's so busy around it, and the angle at which the other side of the dress is popping up, it's beautiful, and she feels like she looks lovely, and that's half, as long as you feel like you're lovely, that's all that matters. So I don't want to rag on her top four outfit. It's a cool design.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. Well,
I don't love the hair. I don't love the hair. I feel like it could have been like higher, because the design is so wide and like it's got so many things that like something sleek and up with like a big explosion of like boom, boom, gun ponytail or something to make it more modern, instead of like, because the dress is very modern and the hair is not.
Okay.
I feel like this is like a B plus. A minus, and with a couple of notes, it could have been an A plus. And I would love to style her one day and just like turn her the fuck out.
She is the doll.
She's literally doll size.
Next up, we have Kylie Soniqua Love. Giving us Americana.
Americana Mama. So good.
Rhinestone, sequin American tinsel hair, red heart sunglasses. I mean, she looks really, really stunning. There's I think there's red and blue low lights in the hair.
There are, and those were added. Those were not included with the Wigs by Vanity unit that she's wearing. Right. With attached tinsel topper.
Now, is this from the Borrowed Blessings?
This is a BBB unit, for sure.
No, the hair or the garment?
The hair, the earrings, and some accessories.
Okay. Well, she looks absolutely beautiful. And I always love wearing stars on.
Me
when
too.
Whenever queens wear stars on All Stars, I think it's just campy and perfect. And
I have a dress that's a lot like, or I had a dress that's a lot like this for a day or so that I think this design is based on. It's a blonde design. So,
yes,
I like that I got to be a part of her journey this season, and
definitely.
And it's always a nice Easter egg seeing stuff pop up.
Absolutely. She looks so beautiful.
Yeah. Rhinestone glasses. And her message about wrapping herself in an American flag when trans people don't have equal rights in America, right, and saying that she's here too is definitely poignant and of the moment and worth noting, I think.
Absolutely.
And that Wigs by Vanity every time, bitch. Honey.
Ugh. That is an important statement.
Bitch, I wore it this weekend and so many people were like, I know this hair. And I'm like, I'm sure you do. Winners wear this fucking hair, bitch. Take your hand off of it.
Oh my God.
Somebody took a picture with me and I said, get your hand off this goddamn wig. It was on TV this week. Grab my ass.
Next up, we have Raja O'Hara.
God. Stunning.
Yeah. She's
the lilac low light
color
in the hair and in the aubergine. And now, is this aubergine or grape?
This is aubergine. This is aubergine, mama.
So beautiful. So beautiful. The only thing I could say is I wish it was lined.
Yes. And I could have predicted you would say that. But otherwise, the category for this, I think, is you want to look elegant, elevated, but you also want to look like you. And she checks all those boxes mm-hmm. for me.
And
this is her signature color. It's a beautiful silhouette.
Crowning hair. She could wear a crown in this.
Well, they all changed clothes and hair.
Oh yeah, they did. You're right. Because they knew they had to lip sync. They put on a wiggle number.
Honey, the Wiggles.
Should we take the Lincoln Tunnel or George Washington Bridge? Let's take the Holland update.
The Holland update. That's right. If you don't know, then now you do know. Our friends and mom sisters, Latrice and Manila, are talking all about Drag Race Holland now over on The Chop. Season 2 of Holland is officially underway, so let's throw it to the Holland update.
Manila, are you ready for a sister to join you in the makeover of Hall of Fame?
Are you going to bring this up every time we review a makeover challenge?
Yep, I sure will.
Oh, well, crap. On the plus side, this fifth episode of Drag Race Holland Season 2 gave me marriage, makeover, and sad sob stories.
Plus, the three-way lip sync from hell.
So if you want some Drag Race Holland recaps and exclusive interviews with the eliminated queens,
check out The Chop every Thursday here on The Mom Network.
Alaska, what were your favorite things that the judges said about Eureka? Anything specific?
Well, I love that they like her look, because I agree.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Yeah.
The thing that I like most about this finale thing for her is her getting to say, she's like, the world sees me as lazily, morbidly obese, and that she doesn't fit in the world, but with drag, she does fit in. And I think a lot of drag queens can relate to that, not feeling a part of something or like they fit in. And then when they get in drag, it's like the missing piece, the aha moment. They feel like it's their superhero power cape thing moment. And I love that I related to that.
I always heard, and maybe this is one of those rumors like Charlie Hyde's punching someone in the face, but I always heard in the rumor mill.
Or stealing Jimmy James tracks.
I always heard that Eureka, when asked why she should win, said, I don't think I should win. I think Ginger should win. Wasn't this the rumor going around?
Did Ginger start it? Because Ginger said she saw her name on that check, too. And I asked Raja about that, and Raja was like, she told all of us the same thing in the workroom. Like, Ginger will stay saying that she saw her name on the check for season 7 or season 8, whatever season she was on.
Well,
she said that she was going to win. I've been in the room when she said it.
Well, yes, and
yes
so,
and no.
And
K-N-O-W.
But I'm talking about this season. Did you not hear that rumor?
Where would I hear rumor from? No one tells me anything.
Oh, please.
I'm the last to know.
It's very possible she said it and it was a joke and they just didn't use it.
Alexa, please play Britney Spears. Don't let me be the last to know.
Don't let me be the last to know. Don't hold back. Just let it go.
I need to hear your song.
Dipper's like... Dipper's putting in his resignation right now.
Ginger can take over.
What I say it.
I do love that Ginger has "My Country Tis the Tea" in her lyrics. Her lyrics are thoughtful. She is a great writer. She is a wonderful performer.
And a great singer. Yeah.
And imagine what she could do with the title of All Stars.
Exactly. She might win.
She might come back again. Fourth tries the charm.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's what I've heard. Kylie Sonique, love. I mean, they love her look. They love what she's doing, and they love her journey throughout the whole season, that she went from just being the sexy body girl to really showing that she has a lot more to offer. And she really does.
Yeah.
She really can do it all.
It's nice to see a lot more of her than what we got to see on season two.
Definitely.
Yeah, I feel like America knows absolutely. Her now, when before it was just like, trust.
Right. Money, honey. Raja, they say that she really hit it the whole season. And Raja is the dessert that they've all waited for.
Yeah. And honestly, like, no matter who wins, all these girls are booked and blessed. Raja's in Death Drop the Tour in the UK. Get your tickets for it. Eureka's on an Emmy-nominated hit HBO show. I mean. Sonique's going all over the goddamn world, and Miley Cyrus is her new mom. Mm-hmm. And Ginger
is putting out a lot of great music. She just put out her own country song as well.
Do It Like Dolly.
No, that's from Gummy Bear, her album, which is also out, which is good. But no, she put out a new country song more recently, and it's really good. She's a great singer, and I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of her.
Rupe, go ahead.
Did you like when Ross called Kylie a bomber jacket?
I didn't understand that.
Why said she's reversible, that she looks like she's one thing, and then you realize that she can be another thing.
I just feel like he could have given her a compliment, not called her a reversible bomber jacket that he underestimated for 2 months in his closet before he flipped it around and saw it was prettier on the inside.
No, like, I love when the judges throw in the, you know, we didn't expect much from you. I'm like, what the fuck? Michelle said it somewhere. She said it to Raja. She was like, yeah, on your original season, you did nothing memorable. It's like, oh my, whoa.
She did memorable things on her season. They just weren't memorable for the right reason. When she was that mad tree.
I love the mad tree.
Angry Groot. You liked Angry Groot?
I love Angry Groot.
Well, I'm glad you had something to like that day then, darling. RuPaul says, silence, bring back my all-stars.
Yes.
And all the girls are in new outfits yet again.
Another look. Everyone's running out of clothes. Now, what?
Okay. How many looks this episode so far?
35, so at least.
We had the country look for the girls. We had, was there a mini challenge? No mini challenge. Country look, work runway work. Look.
And then the lip sync.
Lip sync. Oh, it's only three. Huh. Okay, not that many.
Okay, so what would you have worn for your final lip sync on All Stars if you had it left in your wardrobe?
When I went away to Drag Race season four, I thought that there was maybe a 5% chance that I would make it to the finale. And if it was looking that way, I was going to tell Danny Francesi I couldn't do Jersey Shoresicle in New York because mm-hmm. he was there for the wet t-shirt challenge anyway. So I had the chance to tell him, like, baby, I'm not coming. And mm-hmm. I knew that. Like half the cast of Jersey Shore was there because they're all WoW friends. My finale gown was going to be Sonique's cunt monologue gown, the leather patchwork jumpsuit. That it was going to be that, but it had a big like Dina Jones mermaid tulle at the bottom, made out of blue, black, white, and yellow tulle. So it was like a dream girl silhouette, but with motorcycle. And then the tulle was all like ripped and burnt and like graffiti spray paint on it. So it was like a classic like gown, but like done through my eyes, basically.
Yes. Now, would you have worn that for your final runway or would you have worn that for the final lip sync? Because this is two separate categories. And you know the song is going to be Stupid Love by Lady Gaga. Do you wear something Stupid Love inspired? Do you wear a gown for the final lip sync? Like what? It's kind of a perplexing riddle.
Well, you did see that gown was also cocktail length when Kylie wore it. So the bottom was going to rip off, probably. Like there was a reveal planned into it just in case. Like I always like to have a reveal. And then usually when I get off stage, the first thing that I did is go, fuck, I had a reveal and I forgot to do it. I always forget my reveals.
You were just too in it. You were too committed.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do for Stupid Love, but maybe something with with hearts. I don't know. What would you have done?
Well,
smear your makeup, cry.
Everybody, yes, I would have done some sort of gag or surprise. And so it makes me look at Sonique. I mean, Sonique, Kylie Sonique had a lot to play with. She had like an over jacket over like a gown thing, but she could also move in it, the spiky thing. Mm-hmm. And then she was able to play with the green overcoat. She was also able to trip on it and then go into a somersault, which is the most epic thing ever. Would I have worn like a beige, like, or an ivory like gown, which Eureka wore? Maybe not. But also, would I have worn just a dance leotard like Ginger wore? Like, I don't know. It's very like, and it also is coming down to what do you have left?
What do you have left?
When do they tell you it's going to be Stupid Love by Lady Gaga? So it's like, you want to look appropriate for the song, but you also want to be able to move and perform. You want to look like yourself. I probably would wear my underwear and I would just be like, this is what I am wearing. This is what I have left. And this is what I'm doing.
This is me.
As a father does, as a dove does.
I'm just glad it wasn't The Greatest Fucking Showman. I never need to see that number again.
A moratorium on that song. We can't forget about Shea Coulee, though. Giving us Robotica.
Yeah, this was from the set of her new music video, Collide, which is available on YouTube.
Which is really, really good. The song is great, and the video's also
great production.
Really, really great. And she is Robot Queen from the planet Glamour. And she gives a very inspiring message and says, you know what? You did this during a pandemic.
Blah, blah, blah. I went first.
Girl, you did it again. Constantly raising the bar and doing it flawlessly.
Mm-hmm. RuPaul. RuPaul.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, come on. She's talking to people that she doesn't even know who she's talking to. They're like, just do a message. You know?
Yeah.
It's pre-taped in advance. Who's she talking to?
But I thought it was very, very smart to be like, I'm going to wear this robot outfit and then I'm going to promote the video and the song when this shit comes out because I'm on TV, bitch. Very smart.
Not mad. What do you think of RuPaul making everybody lip sync one at a time instead of against each other? Just, I like it when there's more bedlam on stage and there's like four girls angling for a corner spot.
Some people love this and some people don't.
Do you love Kylie Sonique love?
Who do you love? I guess I can't get out of the thought of being there on the judging panel and watching the same song happen four times in a row and how endlessly like bored you would be by the end. You can't even help it. You can't even be like,
you're saying Lady Gaga music bores you?
No.
I mean, can you imagine a girl doing All I Want for Christmas three times in a row? That would be boring, too. Yet some performers choose to.
When we were overtime.
Oh, God. Some performers do that.
I think for the final product, it really works because then you don't have to worry about splitting your attention as the judging panel. You get to watch people, the people performing get to do what they do 100%. Mm-hmm,
without worrying about someone else.
And then you get...
Or someone interrupting them.
The four-way split screen, right. The four-way split screen edit of all the best parts of everyone's performances.
Yeah. It does make for an easy edit and it's easier for the viewer.
Yeah.
Because we know we're seeing the best parts of each one probably. But watching the playback of bars across the world, watch Sonique fall and hear the gasp. And then 2 seconds later, hear the, oh, every hand shot up in the air, finger wagging. At beaches, I stood up on a lifeguard chair and just started screaming, Raja, put down her joint. She put down a joint. It was crazy. We had so much fun. Aurora was there. All the girls, we just looked at each other and screamed and then looked at the screen. And screamed, and then we group texted Sonique, and we were all so happy.
It was far too much. It was, you can't plan that. It's really just, a physical sort of acumen that she possesses. It's also being so fully in the moment, recognizing you're falling, and then somehow like preparing to do a front forward role. It's a magic moment that we were all blessed with, for sure.
Yeah, she said that everything went in slow motion, and in her head she just saw everything flash, and then she heard gymnastics training kicked in, and she says when you fall you roll out of it. So she did a front tuck and then she just landed in that pose, and you know, honestly, everything was on her side, and I'm so glad. Well, she was on her side, but it just worked, and I loved seeing it. And so it was like the aha moment of the whole lip sync. It gave us what we needed to be given.
Yes.
And thank you, Gaga. Thank you, Sonique. Thank you, everybody. Yes. And I feel it
thank you.
Pertinent that we now say who the winner is. We're almost
at
the end of
the
episode.
Oh, I didn't even know.
We'll be back after this break, and I'll tell you. We're not taking a
break.
The
winner will be revealed on the next episode of Race Chaser. No, just kidding. But really, the winner is, of course, Kylie Sonique Love.
Now, do you have a bedroom prepared in the All-Stars Hall of Fame? Or will she be in the guest suite?
You know, I told her that move-in day is on Monday.
And we need that security deposit before. Ruko is very pertinent about that.
We do. We split the Paramount Plus subscription 7 ways. So just prepare for that. Trixie, we need your August month's rent. We're still waiting. She wins a crown, a scepter, fierce drag jewels, $100,000. So exciting. We absolutely adore Kylie Sonique Love and all the divas and dolls of this season, all the lip sync assassinistas.
Did you watch the live reaction when Kylie jumped into Eureka's arm? Like, she jumped into a hug. Yes. It was just pure joy watching drag queens be so happy. I heard some drag queens weren't so happy that they didn't win. Some of the girls thought it was their year. They really did.
Who are you referring to?
Some of the girls.
Okay.
I don't think I need I don't think I need to get specific.
Well, listen, I always favor throwing a fit rather than being congenial. If you think you're going to win and you don't win, I always favor throwing a fit.
Baby, you throw a fit and I'll pick the nits, okay?
Oh,
I did also love them saying to Sonique, I think it was Ginger or Eureka, they're like, Sashay, and she's like, baby, I'm going to the bank.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a really beautiful moment. And really, I mean, they zoom in on her, on the tears in her eyes as she's watching it. And you see this, like, you can see how she, like, kind of didn't know that it was even possible or going to happen, and it did, and like she's in disbelief that it happened, and you really in that moment you see her whole journey, which is like season 2, you get sent home what, 4th, mm-hmm. and all this time has gone by, and it's like and she got to come back and like really have this moment, not to mention the fact that she is the first openly trans winner of Drag Race.
Is she?
Drag Race America.
Oh yeah.
And the first openly trans Drag Race Hall of Fame inductee. So like, this is a major moment for the kingdom and for culture. And but just like all of that aside, it's just she's a really cool person and did really well on the season. And it's really cool to see.
Yeah, this is good TV. And I think that her falling and showing that final overcoming of a hurdle just was the cherry on the top. And I think that definitely helped seal the deal because it was the most dramatic moment. All of our buttholes puckered again, mm-hmm. Even people like Ego Death 666.
What's that?
He gets fisted a lot online.
Cool.
Yeah, he's this guy I know. Anyway.
Did you watch the live reaction? Because the reaction to Kylie tripping and rolling, like, we all watching at home were just like gagging and screaming and living. In the room of those four queens, they all just sat there and went, and Raja goes, okay.
Okay. Because they knew. They knew. That was the moment that won it for her. And I had told.
Okay.
Sonique and I had been talking throughout the season and throughout it airing. And she was not bemoaning, but just saying, I was complimenting her on her performances. And she said, they cut out all my good stuff out of the cunt monologue. Like, that was heavily edited. They took out a lot of her stuff, she said. They took out, they didn't show a lot of her Snatch Game stuff that she did. Mm. And she's like, my funniest stuff wasn't even in there, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, honey, they're giving you an arc. They're showing the other girls because they need to get rid of them and the story on them. But they're going to let you come up like an underdog and swoop in and win. And it worked. That's exactly what happened. It's like we know reality TV or something. But this, it was unpredictable that fall. And I think it cinched it. And she was cinched too. She looked great. And I'm so happy for her. I'm so happy for our sister. And for all of our sisters, because they all got to be on TV. Eureka, Raja, Ginger, all of them got... How many times can a drag queen be on TV that much other than on RuPaul's Drag Race, you know? What a wonderful gift. Right. I mean...
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I'm very excited to start talking about some of our other sisters, because...
Ooh, are we going back to Classique?
Back to Classique. Back to the season 6.
Yep. We're going back to season 6.
Yay.
Oh my God.
All of our sisters. And we get to laugh. We're going to start off with the Drag Queens of Comedy.
Well, we left off.
We left off.
Yes, we left off with Drag Queens of Comedy. Oh, Kerr. Because if it's not red, I'm not interested, mama.
Put your lighters up.
We will pick up next week with season 6, the Queens of Talk episode. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I implore everyone right now to get rid of Paramount Plus and show them the gay dollar. Show them what it means.
Okay.
And tell them their subscription service needs to be cheaper and better.
Okay.
Okay. Paramount Plus, are you listening?
Cheaper and better. We thank you so much for joining us for
Race Station
this week. We really
do.
Thank you. Girl.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we would love for you to write a review of our podcast on your podcast app, not the Paramount Plus app. And don't forget to subscribe. Take a moment. Leave us a rating too. 5 stars.
Yes. And you can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. The Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod. And the Mom Podcasts account is at Mom Podcasts.
We have bonus content available, which is super great, at patreon.com/Willem. And you can search for that content by searching for Race Chaser in the little search thing where you search for things.
Yes. And you can email us racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know.
And please get the vax, stay safe, respect each other out in the world. Basically, pretend you're Courtney Act.
Exactly. And it's going to be a long time till we hear MTV.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and or copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.